Hi, I'm Paul Rielli from Charlotte Lit with a 2-minute writing tip for Charlotte Readers Podcast. Today's tip is about New Year's resolutions. And so that I don't bury the lead, I'll say right up front, don't make them. But I'll also suggest what you should do instead. Writers, as much as anyone, are tempted by that annual ritual. These take predictable forms. I'm going to write every day. I'm going to finish my novel. I'm going to complete a chapbook of poems. I have two issues with New Year's resolutions. First, they put a lot of pressure on a single date. Your mind says, I have to start here, and also says, when the inevitable misses happen, I can't do this. The whole reason you needed a resolution in the first place is because the thing you wanted to do is difficult. And by not being perfect, you have the perfect excuse to quit. And then nothing has changed for you. The implied what to do instead is to set your next writing goal right now, as if it's just another part of your life, as it should be if you're serious about your writing. My second issue with resolutions is they tend to be ill-formed. That is, they are too broad or too unrealistic or too vague. Write every day? Sure, good luck. If you haven't also answered the question, when are you going to write, and where, and what structures of your life need to be changed in order to make this work? The implied what to do instead is to state a writing goal, then follow with clauses that begin with the word by. And if necessary, use multiple statements to fully define the life change you're making. My goal is to complete a chapbook of poems. I will do this by reserving 3 hours each weekend to write undisturbed. I will do this by making a trade with my partner, which allows them to have 3 hours on the weekend for their own activities. So here's your action step. Define one or more writing goals that are true right now and can be started right now. Don't wait for the new year. Once you have selected a goal, describe what must happen for you to achieve the goal using statements that begin with by. For more 2-minute tips from Charlotte Lit, listen to Beyond 300 episodes of this podcast or visit charlottelit.org/tips.